Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Bae podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Bae is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is sponsored by my company, Goddess Detox. Goddess Detox is a holistic wellness company dedicated to providing women with self-love inspired products to physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. If you are a woman wanting to detox her ex, detox negative emotions, as well as to get more in tune with yourself and your vagina, check out our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as our Queen's Theme and Queen's Throne Combo, which is the in-home vaginal steam set for your convenience. You can find out more information on our products at goddessdetox.org, as well as follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram. Tell them Olanike OC sent you. Refuse to be that self-sacrificing woman. I wish on all the people who... Hey beautiful selfish babes, it is your girl Olanike OC here, okay? Let me give y'all the date today of that I'm recording, because it's very special. Alright, it is Thursday, October 22nd at 10:41 a.m. And I felt in the mood to record a video today, which I'm so happy I'm doing. I want to really say and announce that this is season three. This is season three of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. And I want to kind of talk about that a little bit too. So the reason why season three, I took like probably a month break from like releasing a podcast. If you noticed, the last podcast I released was probably like September 19th or something like that. So it's been about a month. And I had taken a trip to Jamaica, a solo trip to Jamaica. This was my second solo trip to Jamaica. And I really took that time for some solitude and to reconnect with myself and to dive deeper in my spirituality. And so I was like, well, I thought I was going to record when I was there, but that didn't happen. So I didn't do that, which is fine. But I was like, what has happened between that and who I am today? I was like, it has to be season three. It has to be season three because I feel like me, myself, is like an elevated version of myself right now. Like I'm an elevated version of myself before than where I was before I went to Jamaica versus who I am after I came back from Jamaica, because of the growth, the spiritual growth, and the more understanding of myself. And so I'm proud to announce that we are officially on season three of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. Now, well, I do have some pre-recorded stuff that I just haven't released yet that will have guest features that I probably recorded February, March, April, May time. And so they will also be released during season three. But the new-ish, okay, with just me, okay, is new-ish with just me, okay? So I want to say that. And another announcement that I have, because I felt like sharing it today, is that I will be releasing the Selfish Babe Self-Love perfume prayer oils in November. I want to say November. I wanted to release November 11th, but it doesn't look like November 11th is happening, which is okay. But sometime in November, I will be releasing our Selfish Babe Self-Love perfume oils. You can't see too much. Boom. But these are the bottles. Okay, let me see if I can get it to y'all. Maybe not, maybe not. But these, oh, there it is. These are the bottles. And these are non-alcohol based. They are natural perfume oils. It smells divine. It took me a while to get the scent right. And they're not just perfume oils, but they're also prayer oils. And so for me, I grew up kind of like in a Christian, you know, household, but not super strict Christian household. And y'all know I'm not Christian. But if you know, like sometimes they'll anoint the person with olive oil, like an oil. And I know in the Bible they talk about like frankincense, myrrh, and different things like that. And so what this is a prayer oil, a blessing oil. And so on the box, you'll see it when I have the box. And I didn't want to show you guys the box yet, but it'll have affirmations such as I am walking in my blessing, or blessings are raining down on me, that you can say. But apart from that, I want you guys to use your own affirmations that you come up with. So like, say for example, I would be like this. I would put the oil onto my skin, and then I would say, I honor myself, I honor myself, I honor myself. Then I would take that and dab it around myself. I could put it in between my palms, the bottom of my feet, around me as well. But basically what it is, it's like your affirmation, your words are infusing into the oil, which are all natural floral properties. And that is adding to the affirmation, that is adding to your prayer, and then you're pouring that all around you. So you're anointing yourself in your own blessing, in your own prayer. And so that's why I call them prayer oils, blessing oils, but this one is called Self-Love by Selfish Babe, because self-love is important, and selfish babes are all about self-love, and so that's why I wanted to call it that. It will be releasing November, but I have a link below that you guys can click on to sign up for the waitlist. But it's sometime in November. I'm really excited about it. I've been working on this for a while now, and I'm just kind of ready to release something to you all with really good intention. Like really good intention about you creating your own life, continuing to create your own reality. And so the things that I do provide you all, selfish babes, is really about things that will help you continue to create a reality that you love. And you know, taking accountability for your reality. So anyways, just want to make the announcement. But in today's podcast episode, I want to talk about being nice. I had something happen when I was in Jamaica on Instagram, and this is why I want to talk about this, because I just think that a lot of people have expectations on people that may put themselves out there. So for example, I do this podcast, I record videos, I put myself out there. I put myself out there for the world to see who I am, and I really make it a point that what the world sees is an authentic version of myself. Like, that's really very important to me. I never want to be that person that is fake. I never want to be that person that that you really just don't understand who I am, or you don't see who I am. And I get that some people may not, even though I may come out as myself, some people may misconstrue who I am. And you know, that's not my fault, that's their fault. But anyways, I try to show up as my best self, as my most authentic self, right? That's what I try to show you all and voice to you all. And so I don't know what the title of this podcast is going to be, but it's going to be something about around being nice, and how being nice, I feel like, is really fake and an illusion. I think that we can be kind people, but I think that for people to expect to always be nice, or to expect other people to always be nice, is false. It's a false representation of a human person and the range of emotions that we all can carry. But let me just give y'all the background. So on October 10th, I had posted this because somebody came into my inbox and they were requesting money. They were just saying, you know, they were having a really hard time and they were wondering if I could send some Cash App funds to them. And this has happened several times to me. It's not like the first time. And when this happened before, I kept it up on my page. I'm gonna scroll down to that one. When this happened before, and that was on September 10th, okay, this is what I said. I said, I do not give free advice. If you want my personal advice on something, pay me. It's $500 for 30 minutes of my valuable time. Email to set this up by clicking the link in my bio. If you need free advice, look to my podcast, my app, Selfish Babe, my Instagram, and my YouTube channel. And do not send me sob stories. I do not care. And this is what I said in the caption. Over the free shit. Please do not ask me for personal advice unless you are paying me. Please do not send me sob stories hoping to get money from me or suggesting I do a giveaway. I do giveaways when I want to. Stop it. It's disrespectful. New announcement up on my website, olanikeosi.com. If you want advice or help on something, anything, relationship, lack of relationship, business, etc., pay for my time. If you need free shit, look at all the areas I give free shit, but don't come in my DMs. The sob stories don't sway my heart. I'm going to say this again. The sob stories don't sway my heart. They get deleted, screenshot and share. And I said, screenshot this information and share. And I know my real ones know me in my heart. Making this announcement because I'm tired of y'all asking for free shit. It's annoying as fuck. For the real ones who share my stuff, like review and comment, I see y'all and I thank y'all as I usually do. And P.S. my loved ones in my everyday life, they can come to me for advice. They have earned that for being in my life on a consistent basis. And I give it to them because I want to see them win. Don't get it twisted. So I had to post this again. And it just says, stay on my inbox with your sob stories. I don't care. It's disrespectful. I will block the fuck out of you. And don't ask me for free advice. And I said, posting this again. As someone thought it was okay to come in my inbox and ask me for money or to do a giveaway. The answer is, why do you think this was okay to ask me? And no. Then I will proceed to block your ass. Stop the disrespect. I don't give a fuck and will not be nice about it. Stop it. I also take it as an opportunity for me to show my boundaries and what I'm standing on. Consultation fee is $500 for 30 minutes of my time. And I'm gonna say it again. Any selfish babes that wanna contact me for advice, for business advice, for anything, I'm cool with that. But you're gonna have to pay me. You're gonna have to pay me $500 for 30 minutes of my time, whether that is a voice call or a video call. That's cool. We could do a video chat. That's fine. But it's not gonna be for free. And the reason, first reason I say this is because people think it's okay. People think it's okay to come into my motherfucking inbox and ask me for fucking money with their motherfucking sob stories that I don't give a fuck about. And when I posted this, people was like, and some people, not everybody, some people honestly understood it, but some people was like, oh, that's so mean. It is your duty to help people and be nice. First of all, it is my duty to do whatever the fuck that I want to do. I'm gonna say it again. It is my duty to do whatever the fuck that I want to do. It is not my duty to help people if I don't want to help people. That is not a duty for me. And I feel like people have this expectation on people that put themselves out there for the world, right? Leaders, etc., whatever, for having the courage to do so, that now, oh my God, they must help the world. No, they do not. Nobody has any obligation to do anything but what they want to do. Now, when I say that, people take that as, oh, she don't give a fuck, she don't care about people, blah, blah, blah. But yet, you ignore the work that I've done. You ignore the work that I've done. You've ignored the app. You've ignored the podcast. You've ignored the YouTube. And you've ignored the free fucking content on all of my pages, Selfish Babe, Goddess Detox, and Olenike OC. You see? And that's where I'm saying my boundaries come in. My boundaries come in is because I give free shit away already. If you are really a person struggling to figure out your life and have no funds to really invest in yourself, there are resources that I have provided you. But then to disrespect me and push my boundaries and come in my DMs with your motherfucking sob story, how I should do a giveaway to give you money, is disrespectful. It's disrespectful. I would never go in somebody's DMs begging them for money. I would never go in somebody's DMs and tell them an unwanted sob story. You don't know the fuck I'm going through. Why do I fucking want to read that? That's rude. That's so fucking rude. And so if you're the selfish baby that's not understanding how that is rude because you are requesting of somebody's energy and space. You know what I have invested in myself to be the person that I am today, and the funds that I have spent to be the person that I am today, and the time that I have sat with myself to be the person that I am today, the prayers that I have prayed for myself to be the person that I am today, and you want to come in and ask for that shit? My fucking personal, valuable as fuck energy for fucking free, bitch? What? That is so disrespectful, and it would be a huge disrespect to myself to give that to you for free just because you fucking asked. If I want to do something for free, like this podcast that I thoroughly love doing, I'm going to do it because I want to do it, not because it was requested of me. And so to have an expectation on somebody to provide you with free fucking resources is this fucking respectful. Change your fucking mindset. If you keep thinking like that, you will stay low. You will stay in low vibrations. And that's what I'm trying to teach you all, selfish babe, is to have accountability for your life. I know. That many of us were born into circumstances that we did not have a choice, right? We didn't maybe have that choice. Even though sometimes when we come back on the spiritual end, we make that choice to be there. And that's a whole nother story. I know we don't want to hear that because sometimes it's a hard fucking pill to swallow. But because you are in a state of remembering, you don't understand why you're in the situations you're in, right? But after a certain point, you must take accountability for your life. After a certain point, you have to stop waiting on somebody to come fucking save you. You are your own savior. Save your fucking self. What do you need to do? One thing that I highly always recommend is changing your fucking mindset. It's saying the affirmations. It's taking the time for yourself. It's taking action in your life. It's knowing what is it that I want for myself and my life. Once you have figured that out, figure out how to fucking get it. Okay? Do not go into people's DMs begging them for money. That is so fucking disrespectful and disgusting to me. Disgusting. Now, with that being said, somebody had, yeah, it was the fact that somebody just expected me to, oh, it's my duty to help people. It's my duty to be nice. No, it's not. It's my duty to be whatever the fuck that I want to be because I create my life and I create my reality. I think that people have this idea that I am, or other people, other women, or other people in general, are supposed to be self-sacrificing. And that is not, I refuse to be that self-sacrificing woman. I've seen that done so much. And I'm not talking about only growing up. I'm talking about thinking about the black woman in general. And for my selfish babes that are not black, I mean, I know that there can be different examples that you can point to where a woman is completely self-sacrificing. But I'm talking about the black woman becoming enslaved and having to work for the master, having to take care of other fucking people's kids that's not even her own, right? And being treated like shit. And then even after that, now being self-sacrificing, being the one that has to take care of the kids and do all these things and put herself last. No, I refuse that life. That is not my life. I refuse that life. And so when somebody comes in my DMs about that, that's what I think. I'm like, wow, they really want me to be self-sacrificing today. That's not fucking gonna happen. Which is why it's so important for me to share this message of being selfish through Selfish Babe. A selfish babe is a woman who selfishly and authentically loves herself and is also accountable for her creating of her reality. She is not a self-sacrificing woman. I understand that we have different obligations in life, even motherhood, right? And that could be a way of being selfish. Sometimes it's like, huh, I have me and my tribe that I'm gonna take care of, right? You and your kids that you're gonna take care of. So what do you need to do to be selfish so that you and your tribe is being taken care of? Sometimes it's not just you, but it still ultimately comes back to you because it's like, this is my tribe, I'm gonna fucking take care of them. And how? What do I need to do for that? That's still something within you. It's about you still, right? You and your tribe is still about you. And if you don't have any kids, it's still you, okay? So my thing is, that is selfish. It is selfish because it is about you. It is not about nobody else. It is about you. It comes back to you, which is fine, which is okay. Like I always say, I'm changing the narrative of selfish, and that is what a selfish babe is. But I want to talk about being nice. I think that the fact that people have an expectation that people are supposed to be nice all the time is fucking fake. And then I had made that post. I made an IGTV post just talking about niceness. And I said, sometimes the shit that I say is not going to be nice because I want to make sure that I am showing up as my most authentic self. So for the person that said, it is your duty to help people and be nice to people, no, the fuck it's not. It's not. Because that's fake. And I don't want any of my fucking audience and my family to be like, oh, she's so nice all the time and that's all she displays. If I'm fucking pissed about something, I'm gonna fucking tell y'all just like I'm in this fucking video because this is who I am. You know what I'm trying to say? It's who I am. It's not who you're molding me to be in your imagination. It is who I actually am in real fucking life. I speak like this in life, okay? When I'm angry, this is how it comes out. And so when I read, oh, be nice all the time, that is fake. That is not embracing your whole self. You have a whole range of emotions within yourself, and a lot of times it's not fucking being nice. And then when I posted that video, I had gotten DMs from women saying, wow, thank you so much for posting that. You know, I always thought that I always have to help people and be nice all the time. I have to be the one to always be doing. And I'm like, no, you don't. So I'm really glad that I was able to express that to people and they were able to get something for themselves and understand that no, you do not have to be nice all the time. For people to have an expectation that people are going to be nice all the time is false. It's a false reality that you're living in. I do think that we can have a belief that you are going to be treated well in this life so that you can manipulate and change the reality to that, yes. But to put that pressure on yourself, I just think is very, it's not honoring yourself for who you truly are. It is not honoring yourself for who you truly are. Sometimes you're not going to be nice. Sometimes you're going to say no and it's not going to be a smile on your face. You're just going to be like no. Or like me, when I said no, and my first question was like, why did you think this was okay to ask? First of all, I'll wait for your answer. And then it's going to be no. Because that's the disrespectful. And the reason I put it as such is so people know how serious that is for me and what my motherfucking boundaries are. And so I know what my boundaries are. That is an act of self-respect for me. That is an act of self-preservation for me, my sanity, and my energy. I honor myself. That was the affirmation I told myself in the morning this morning, in the mirror this morning. As I honor myself, and that is one way of me honoring myself. And so for you selfish babe that is listening to this beautiful ass number one season 3 podcast, how do you honor yourself? What are your boundaries? And what are ways that you have been bending your boundaries for other people that is disrespectful to yourself, that is disrespectful for your own self-preservation? Because a lot of times, the things that we want to do in life, right? I'm not saying that don't help people ever, because I help people a lot. Like I mentioned all the things that I have to help people for free, right? If it's in your heart and your spirit to help people, then do so. But don't do it in a way that's always self-sacrificing. Don't do it in a way where you're always left depleted of your energy because you do it so fucking often. No, do it in a way after you're so fulfilled that you're like, I can do this right now. I feel it in my spirit to do this right now. That's cool. That's fine. But I don't want us to keep playing this the role of the self-sacrificing woman. That is not a high vibratory role that us women should be doing anymore. We are in a new age and that is not what the fuck we're doing anymore. For my real selfish babes that really want to vibrate on a different level, you have to start asking yourself these questions and you have to start knowing what the fuck your boundaries are and stand by them, right? And that's why I was not nice about it, because it wasn't nothing to be nice about. And someone was like, oh my God, watch how you say this, you may lose customers. And do I give a fuck? No. And you know why I give a fuck? And this is not to say I don't honor my customers, because I do. I don't give a fuck because the people that see my products and see that they work and act as miracles in people's life and see what they've done, they're going to continue to buy. The people that see the post and the knowledge that I post, especially on the Goddess Detox page, they're going to continue to buy. If somebody sees that I said this and I was being right by myself and protecting my motherfucking boundaries and preserving my motherfucking energy, if they decide that they want to shop anymore, then oh fucking well, they're missing out. That's how I feel about it. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, we just have this idea that people are in this box that you place people in, that we place people in, and they're supposed to act like this and be this robot that you have in your idea, that we have in our idea. Because I'm pretty sure I've done it too, right? And it's like, no, people are going to be themselves. People are allowed to be themselves. And if that is not nice, that is not nice. And if they really are somebody that's really fucking fucked up, then you know to stay the fuck away from them. And that's cool. But people are not required to be nice. And selfish babe, if you think that you have to be this nice person all the fucking time, 24 motherfucking 7, please change your mindset. Please get that out your head. And start thinking about yourself, your self-preservation, and your motherfucking boundaries. And if people are motherfucking crossing those motherfucking boundaries, start being clear about them. Start speaking up about them. And if they want to fucking move out of your motherfucking life, let them motherfucking go. Because they wasn't supposed to be there. I want to know if somebody can count the times that I said fuck in this video. Comment below how many times I said fuck in this video. I'm kind of curious, you know. I told you, I use a lot of colorful language. That is who I am. That is how I show up. Again, for those people that don't like it, because some people have told me they don't like the language, then I'm not for you, boo. You're supposed to be watching somebody else. It ain't me, because I'm not changing it. Anyways, this was what this podcast was about. It's just about like not all being nice all the time, honoring our whole range of humanity. And it's not just being nice and respecting your fucking boundaries, because we are not going to be self-sacrificing women in motherfucking 2020 and beyond. That's dead. All right. I love you. Make sure to subscribe, share this podcast as well as video with a friend, and have an amazing day. Bye. Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her.
Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community. Follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at AlinieGayElsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.